Welcome. Today we're discussing exciting new developments in the world of Zwift, specifically their new bike upgrade system, and some unusual new bikes.
Bike upgrades in Zwift? Finally! I've been waiting for this. So tell me, what can we take her with?
Well, it seems like Zwift has listened to its community. Every frame in your garage gets 5 upgrade stages: aero, weight, drivetrain efficiency, XP boost, and drops boost. Think of it as finally being able to customize your in-game ride.
XP and drops boosts? Smart move by Zwift. It gamifies the upgrades even further, don't you think?
Totally. It's like they're trying to keep us hooked just when the weather's getting nice enough to ride outside. Clever, right? And that's not all. They're also adding these Halo bikes, historically inspired, high-performance virtual bikes. There's the Pinarello Espada, based on Miguel Indurain's time trial bike, the Specialized Project 74, a futuristic concept bike, and get this, the Cannondale R4000 rollerblade.
The rollerblade? What on earth? Seriously? 4 inline skate wheels instead of a front wheel? The rollerblade? What on earth? Seriously? 4 inline skate wheels instead of a front wheel?
I kid you not. Apparently, it was a real-life prototype. Talk about a conversation starter. These Halo bikes aren't just for show, though. They're supposed to be top performers. But getting your hands on one isn't going to be easy. You need to fully upgrade 3 bikes from the same manufacturer to unlock a Halo bike from that brand.
So they are rewarding dedication and loyalty within the Zwift platform. Interesting. It's a bit of a grind, but it makes these bikes feel even more exclusive.
Exactly. It adds another layer of challenge to the game. I kinda love it. Although, fully upgrading 3 bikes from one brand sounds like a lot.
Definitely. You're gonna need a lot of drops. I see. But imagine cruising around Watopia on that Pinarello Espada. The virtual envy would be real.
Oh, absolutely. The bragging rights alone are worth the effort, I think. And the Specialized Project 74? It's a wild design. Talk about pushing boundaries. It's great to see Zwift adding features like this. It keeps things fresh and exciting. I mean, it's perfect for serial tinkerers like us, right?
No argument there. I'm already planning my upgrade strategy. First, I'll focus on aero upgrades. Then, shave off some weight. Then, you know. I like that they're giving us ways to personalize our virtual bikes. It makes the whole experience feel more immersive. I think it's going to add a whole new dimension to the game.
Agreed. It's like a whole new level of virtual cycling nerdery. And I am here for it. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time for more Zwift news and updates. Ride on.
Goodbye.